I did.
Unless I did a little bit of pee. And then he said, now I have to clean up. Now, tell me a story about what happened with Louis Buster, Russ. This was something he had just finished telling me downstairs and I didn't have a tape recorder. Go ahead.
Louis Buster just said, I can do it. And
what happened?
No
what
brand new
was it doing?
Rabies.
Mm-hmm. And what did it do?
The dog had rabies, and then he put it into the boy, and the boy got sick, and he started to die. Mm-hmm. So he went to Louis Pasteur's place, and got fixed by Louis Pasteur's army, and they went out of the shop and went into him, and the babies and the germs said, "You won't win, we'll win," and the soldiers cried, "We'll win and you'll lose," and they fight together, and the soldiers win, and the army win. So the boy felt better and better and better.
And didn't have rabies anymore.
No.
And who were the, what were the names of the germs? Rabies.
Yeah, and their names were called Zabie and Baby and Gaby.
And what were the names of the army? The army that went in, Mr. Pasteur's army. What was it called?
You mean Louis Pasteur.
Yeah, what was the name of the army?
Gary, Mari, Fari, and Shari, and Zari, and Ma, and Zari.
And they were all part of the injection.
Yeah, no, all part of the good guys.
Was it a serum or an injection?
Injection.
Yeah, an injection of needle in the arm?
Yeah.
And where was the army? Was it in the needle?
Yeah.
And it went into the boy's body?
Yeah.
And what did it do in the boy's body?
It fired it together and it won.
It won against the bad rabies.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Ross. Good job. Would you like to go upstairs? You want to do letters down here or up there?
Up here.
Okay. If Marty doesn't come, okay?
Yeah.
I told Ross not to close it. He said, okay, this is the door. And I told him not to close it. He said, okay, I'll just open it a little bit there. Okay, now it was compromising by doing something a little bit. I'll pull these over here.
Still okay,
put the letters you know in front of you.
Okay.
Ross said, first you, and then I go. This was, he and Mark were alternating, running over a counter. Okay, today is the 21st of January. Ross said, I can find bad robbers and send them to jail. And even you guys. Now, what he meant is, I guess I could send you guys to jail too, he said. And that's why we're called superheroes. In other words, that's why... Ross, what do you mean you can find bad guys and send them to jail? And even us. What do you mean, even us?
You guys.
We're going to go to jail too?
No.
What do you mean, then?
I mean, that you could get robbed.
Oh, you mean even Ross and Marky and Daddy can send them to jail.
And even Mommy.
So what you mean is, and you guys can too.
Yeah. So I'm Super Robot, and all the Super Family has a Super Robot.
Well, what does the Super Robot do?
He does everything for the people who need help.
And for the good of the Empire?
Yeah, and the...
No, for the good of the rebellion. You mean.
Yeah, and not the bad of Darth Vader.
Not the bad old Empire. Okay. Now, Ross had a hair on his hand, and what did you say? You said, this is to be taken off. Yeah. His hair. What did you say?
Will you take the hair off?
That isn't what you said. You didn't say it like that. Say it how you said it. This hair has to be taken off?
Yeah.
How'd you say it?
Like that. You said it.
Do it again.
That's it. When you take this hair off.
That yeah. isn't how you said it, honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you say it the way you did? No,
yeah.
it isn't. And so you said either this hair is to be taken off or this hair has to be taken off. I'm not sure which one. Which one did you say? This hair has to be taken off or this
yeah.
hair is to be taken off?
Yeah. Taken off.
What? Is to be taken off. I think it was. Is to be taken off. It was the first case of a
yeah.
Copula
yeah.
with a...
yeah.
I don't know what you call that structure, frankly. I guess it's a some kind of future copula, isn't it? Is to be... Future passive copula.
Yeah,
right. Ross said, can I... Oh, Mark said... Underoos. He put on his underoos. He didn't put on his tape, and then Ross was worried. So Ross said, Can I check to see if Marty broke my Superman? Permission to first case of permission to kind of check that I can remember. Ross said, I was playing with a thing from a milk top. He said, what does this look like? What did you say, Ross? It looks like he says, it looks like I would be Robin or Batman, or I would be Mask Man. Why would you be those things?
Because they always have masks.
Mm-hmm. And?
They always go...
Russ saw Jose Carioca and Donald Duck on Walt Disney Hour, and I said, yeah, it's Jose Carioca, and I started singing, he's Jose Carioca. He's Jose. This is something from his Disco Mickey Mouse tape. And he said, no, you shouldn't sing it, because it's something special. In other words, it wasn't just the plain old tape, it was something special. He saw a special show. Ross is telling the story of Louis Pasteur, and he asked, he told a little bit about how he could get people well from rabies. And then he said, now let's go back to the story. Go ahead. So he, you know, was shifting back to the main story. Go ahead.
A bunch of boy boys were doing a joke, saying that you can't saying you can see the germ without a vote. Without some mask on, but they were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the germ of river with the mask on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when Pasteur pretend he didn't hear those voice.
Mm-hmm.
He went off. They have cabin. And Louis Pasteur didn't know that he could do it.
Didn't know? I thought you said, I can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, that's not the first part.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then the boy was sticking a dog with a stick in his tooth, and the dog was trying to get the gate open, and that boy opened the gate, and then he ran in the house, but the dog bit the boy cried because the germs were inside him.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see them.
Mm-hmm.
They were outside looking at you.
Yeah.
And
I bet they were rabies, weren't they?
Yeah. They had purple faces.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that boy to Louis Pasteur. Store's place. And a movie store put his magic soldiers in the boy's arm. And the soldiers went where the terrible germs were. The germs said, "Go when you'll lose." And the soldiers said, "We'll win and you'll lose quite the army." The armies shot and banged the germs, and the germs were dead. And boy, going better and better and better, and even better. And he felt better.
Good.
You didn't get well,
though? Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. And is that the end of the story?
Yeah.
And then everybody said thank you to Mr. Louis Pasteur, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because he had figured out how to stop people from getting rabies.
Yeah, and from dying from the rabies.
Yeah, good. Good, Ross. Good job. Yeah. Some things Ross said in the morning of the 26th. Let's let him to play with us. Instead of let's let him play with us, he says, let's let him to play with us. And, I forgot the other one. That was Mark who was supposed to play with Ross. Oh, Ross said, let's not take him. What did you say? You don't want Mark to go to preschool? Oh, well. Yesterday, Ross said, I have two the same Superman. And I said, no, Ross, you have two Supermen that are the same. And he said, yeah, I have two Supermen that are the same. Two, the same with no S on the end, like no. Two the same Superman. Not the sames. That's another error the kids make. Two the sames Superman. This was two the same Superman. So I said, there's a new girl, Daddy, there's a new girl coming to preschool. And I said, what's her name? And he said, Maria. And he said, there are two Marias. Ross sang happy birthday to Mommy. He said, happy birthday, dear Mommy. Happy birthday to you. Sang very nicely. And I said, everybody should kiss Mommy. And then Ross said, we're singing happy birthday to Mommy. We're giving her kisses. This was sort of announced to me, I guess, as the general public. Also, a little earlier in the day, today is the 26th of January, he had commented that Marty can't say lunch boxes. Marty can't say lunch box. Marty says lunch bock. He doesn't know how to say lunch box. With an, X, a KS, that is. Told Ross to say the nice word. He said, turn on the light. I said, say the nice word. And he said, please. And he said, what was that? And he said, I said it. And Ross said, I don't have to say the nice word anymore. I said it. Ross asked, where's Mommy? And I said, in there, in the bedroom. And I looked at him and he said, I wanted to tell her something. In other words, that's why I'm going to go inside the door, is because I wanted to tell her something. Now go to sleep. No, you go to book. Ross is doing a long series of wheedling called I Don't Really Want to Go to Bed and Be a Good Boy. It begins with, Daddy, I don't want any more of my cookie. This was the cookie that he had. Actually, it began earlier when he requested a snack. He wanted a snack. And then it was defined as apple juice and crackers. And I brought him some apple and a cookie, and he wanted water, and so I went on with that. And so anyway, he had it, and he got some water. This is really basically an attempt to keep on getting attention. And then, but he was a little hungry, I guess. He said, Daddy, I don't want my cookie anymore. I don't want my cookie. And I finally went in, kept on yelling that. Finally went in, and I got in there, gave me a cookie, and I gave it to Mark. And then he said, always went. He said, "Daddy, I want to go in your bed. I want to come sleep with you." And I said, "No, I'm not going to fall for that, being wrapped around your finger." And so I went out, and then he said, "I'm not going to give you any more presents. Or you're not going to get any more presents." This was his threat to me, that if I wasn't good, I wasn't going to get any more presents. And so I went back in there and told him to quiet down. Now he's saying something about, "I'm so mean. You bet you stay with us, you're so mean," or something. What? I'm saying, "I wish Daddy wasn't so mean." Something about presents. What? And they're discussing, he and Mark are discussing no presents. And Russ said, "The reason I said no more presents is because you didn't do what I say. Next time, do what I say. Do what I say. Do what I said last night." Right?
Yeah.
Daddy, what he said last night was,
Daddy,
that I had to give him presents. Or that I had to
Daddy,
take him and let him get in my bed.
Daddy,
and then give me some presents.
Daddy,
if I didn't
Daddy,
get him in his bed, he wouldn't give me presents.
Daddy.
Yes, Mark?
Daddy. This is...
Superman.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, you know who that is. Ross asked me, Ross said, "Dad, will you put Yoda's weapon into where the guns are?" And
where all the other weapons are.
Right, and by doing this, he showed that he knew that the snake was not a gun, and so he went up a category to weapons, which are, there are several types of weapons, guns, snakes, blasters. What other weapons are there, Ross? Sticks, freezing chambers, and they all are types of weapons. They're things that do bad things to people.
And right. Bad people away, and all the good people.
Right.
So
I said to Marty that you better eat. And Marty said, "I better eat." And then Ross said, "Or Daddy will take all the, what? All the guns away."
No, all the people away.
Daddy will take all the people away.
Mm-hmm.
And
all
the guns.
All the guns.
Right. This is the first case I know of Ross completing a threat for somebody else.
Mom,
I think it's very, very, very good.
I don't.
Why not?
Because it doesn't taste good.
But why?
Because every time I taste it, it tastes like the wall.
Not true. It tastes like caterpillars.
Caterpillars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I don't like it.
Nice little caterpillars. See them all, little caterpillars crawling around?
Bad
caterpillars. Caterpillars taste good. Yummy. Mm.
I'm not eating them.
No? Why not?
Because they're too bad. I'm not eating them.
You're not eating them? Why not? Mark, you'll eat them. I asked Ross, "Who wants apple juice?" He said, "Me and Marky." And I said, "And Mommy?" And he said, "No, Mommy already drinks beer." And what he means is Mommy is already drinking beer. Right, Ross?
Yeah.
So it's an incorrect use of the present instead of the progressive.
Came to Billy and said, "Hi," and then
yeah?
And Billy's dad said, "Come on, Golfhead."
Golfhead? And then did Billy cry?
No.
Did he think it was funny?
No.
What did he do?
Nothing.
Was he mad?
Yeah.
Was golf had a bad word?
Yeah.
And then did Billy go with his dad?
Yeah.
Did he feel like the dad was angry?
Yeah.
Really? Why did your daddy call him a golf head?
Because he has a mean dad.
What does the dad do to him? What does the dad do to him?
He
mm-hmm.
He calls Billy names.
He does? Like what?
Like Goldhead, Fathead, and Glasses Head.
Really?
head. Nose
head. Maybe that's because he has a nose on his head.
No.
He does? And does the daddy spank the little boy? No. Does the daddy ever give him kisses?
I love spanking.
Does Billy's daddy ever kiss him?
Like.
So all the things that he does is he just uses bad words. Well, that is pretty bad, wouldn't you say, Mom? Does your daddy ever use bad words?
No.
No. Do I ever call you anything bad? One word.
What?
There's one word I use. It's a little bit bad.
What?
What is it, do you think?
Spanking.
No, I never use that. That's not a name. Spanking's not a name. Spanking's something you do.
What?
There's a name. It's a little bit bad. But sometimes I call you. Yeah. What do you think about that name?
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny. Is it a good name or a bad one?
Good name.
It's not real. Is it as bad as golf head?
No, it's gooder.
It's gooder. It's right.
Wow.
Got it.
I told Ross that he asked me who, whether Superman or Stormtrooper would win. I said Superman, and then he showed me that. Superman lost, and I said, but Superman never loses. And he said, but Superman's on this side.
And he's on that side.
And then what?
And then, if you're on this side, you win.
Mm-hmm. And if you're on the other side?
And if you're on this side, you lose.
Right. So this is a proof of his claim by inventing a new system of outcomes.
Or an old system of left, right.
Well, no, but I mean, it never had been applied to who wins and who loses before.
True.
Sure, I mean, he understands left and right. He doesn't even have to understand left and right to get that. Right?
I don't know.
Well, closer to the napkin or this is farther from the napkin. I mean, there were two positions.
Farther from the napkin.
Right. Okay, so the guy who's farther from the napkin wins or loses?
Wins.
Who is that?
Superman.
Very good. That's exactly right. Very good. Anyway, this is continuation about sand people. And Ross says, I'm one of the sand people boys. And he finally got his way out of the, how to figure out how to use, say, sand people. Not make a grammatical error when you're referring to a single person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go out, yes, Ross, here's one Superman, and I said, if you have two of them, what do you have? And you said, people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then you have stormtroopers.
Yeah. Stormtroopers.
Or stormtrooper people. That's a stormtrooper person.
Stormtroopers?
No, that's just one. That's just one. So he's a stormtrooper.
Why isn't he a stormtrooper?
With an S on the end?
Yeah.
Because there's just one of him.
Oh.
Right?
Books.
Is this a tape recorder? Ross, is this a tape recorder? Or is it a tape recorder?
A tape recorder.
Okay. Okay, if I have two of them, what do I have?
Tape recorder.
Very good. Now, if I have a glitch, this is, what if I say this is a glitch?
Here's a glitch.
Here's a glitch, okay?
And you have two of them.
Okay, now if I have two of them, what do I call them?
Glitch.
No, this is a glitch. And now what if I have two of them? What do I call them?
Glitch.
No.
You have two what? Two.
No.
Not
one right.
One glitch, two
glitch.
Use the same word.
Mary, glitch. You have that here, Ken.
Glitches.
Glitches. Very good, Ross.
I said
it.
Use the same word. You said glitches.
Glitches. Very good.
You know
that.
Come on. Now, Ross.
Which one's on?
If I call this a narf, if this is a narf, and here's another one, then what are these?
Narf.
No, what's the name of it? Narf.
Garf.
Say the word.
Narf. No, 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 no.
Narf.
One.
One, it begins with the letter N.
N.
As N as in NARF.
NARF.
What is that? One?
NARF.
What?
One NARF.
One NARF?
NARF. That's okay, NARF.
One NARF?
One NARF. Okay. Now, if there's another one, what are they?
Narts.
Narts. That's hard. Now, let's call it a earth. Here's an earth.
Earth.
Can you say earth?
Earth.
Okay, here's another earth. What are they called?
Earth.
Earths. Good, earths. Very good, Russ. But no herbs. He doesn't call them herbs at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got one more question for you. There's only last question, okay? If mommy has a scarf and another scarf, what does she have?
Mm-hmm. Scarf.
A scarf for her head, right?
Scarf.
Suppose she has a whole bunch of
scarves already.
Scarfs with an S. No, Ross, that's not right.
They're not.
They're scarves. Can you say scarves?
Stand up.
Very good.
He can't stand up.
Sure, he can stand up.